Amen. You couldn't put a lid on it. Amen. It was time to go. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord with us. Good to have Tim and Mrs. Gilman, amen, with us. And good to have Brother Isaac with us tonight again. And just enjoyed his company. Amen. And we had a good time of fellowship today again. Amen. Nothing like that. You know, separated several thousand miles. Amen. About almost halfway around the world. Just about 11 hours and 11 hours as far as time is concerned. Right around 10 and a half, 11 hours, something like that. 11 and a half. Amen. But God covers that distance and before you can get the words out of your mouth. Amen. Time and distance is nothing to do. God has no problem with those. 1 Corinthians 15. We'll begin reading in verse number 20. And I'll try to make sure that I got things keeping squealing here. Maybe I turn the sound off on that thing so the peel box won't go to shaking. Amen. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet, but when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Would you pray with me tonight? Father, I thank you. I thank you this evening for the grace wherein we stand and rejoice. I thank you for the hope that springs eternal. I thank you for the Word of God. Oh, that does not change. I thank you for the God that doesn't change, for the promises of God that are yea and amen to them that believe. Thank you, sir, this evening for the opportunity. Realize we have nothing without you, can do nothing. May you minister, Lord, in every life. May God, we speak as the oracle of thee. May your will be done, God, in every heart. May you magnify your will and your purpose in every life. And may the Lamb of God have glory and honor, be lifted up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, may we walk in the God in the light and the counsel of heaven. Hallelujah. Fulfilling all righteousness. Hallelujah. Bringing about the will of God in the name of Jesus. Making manifest your will. Hallelujah. In everything that you may have glory and honor and praise and thanks. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, give you glory, sir. But you are worthy of it all, sir. Hallelujah. Worthy as the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. To receive glory and honor and salvation. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to be in the house of God. Tell everybody you love Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. I don't want to be long tonight. Amen. I read to you a statement here out of 1 Corinthians. Amen. And I see people putting on coats. Anybody's cold? Somebody who knows how to run the equipment back. Amen. Back can turn it up. Brother Joe, don't get cold. Amen. Not yet, anyway. Amen. I see I'm getting some smiles and some whatever else. Amen. I'm hot-natured. My wife, amen, since she's... I started having problems against cold, and that's she used to never get cold. Amen. So here we look in this passage of Scripture. I want to, amen, look at what God has for us tonight. Amen. There's a pattern in the work of Christ's work in the crucifixion, amen, the death and the burial and the resurrection. All of those are synonymous and mean something, amen, to us. And I want to, amen, I believe I've made some... amen. Some notes here. I'll put me a little check mark here to, amen, to remind me of something. Amen. I'm hoping I'll know what that means when I get there. Amen. Hallelujah. So here in this passage, amen, the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthian church says, but now is Christ risen from the dead. Amen. Well, how do we know that, Brother Joe? Well, we have many infallible proofs. Amen. I underlined that in my Bible not too many days ago. Amen. Infallible means incapable of being, amen, gainsaid. Amen. Are unproven false. Infallible proofs. Something that is infallible, amen, is incapable of failure or error. Amen. I believe that this book we call the Bible, at least at the, amen, I believe at least, I'm quite sure in the King James, amen, version of Scripture, that it is the infallible Word of God. Amen. I believe it also, it is the inspired, amen, Word of God. Amen. You know, a lot of people say, well, men wrote that Bible. Amen. I said, you missed it. It said holy men. Amen. And spoke as the Holy Ghost gave. Amen. Moved upon them. Given them inspiration. By the way, Brother Joel, understand something. The same Holy Ghost that inspired the Scriptures also must inspire the reader so that we have comprehension of what God is saying. Amen. In the realm of judicial, amen, philosophy, amen, there is many who I agree with in the realm of what is called original intent. Amen. So that the judge in interpreting the Constitution should do his best to interpret that Constitution as with the frame of the mind of the framers, if you will, to try to come to the closest, amen, to interpretation of what the Constitution meant. Amen. What did the Word of God say? Let that mind that was in Christ dwell also in you. Amen. I've got to move on here quickly tonight. Amen. So he rose from the dead, became the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. For since by man, amen, came death. Amen. We all understand, we've all read that passage in the book of Genesis. Amen. Eve ate of the fruit, gave it to her husband. He didn't eat. He died with her. Amen. Death entered upon all man through Adam. Amen. But God, amen, sent the last Adam, not the second Adam, the last Adam. Amen. The Word of God says also in the same book that we read from tonight, the first Adam, amen, God made a living soul. Amen. The last Adam, He made a quickening spirit. Amen. The word quickening means to give life. Amen. To bring to life. Amen. So I've got to get where I'm going to go in a minute, trying to lay the foundation. So I love what, what the verse 22 says, for in Adam all die. Amen. What does that say, Brother Joe? That says that every person born in this world is born dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. I can tell you, what does that mean, Brother Joe? That everybody born in this world needs Jesus. Amen. That's exactly what that says. Amen. It says that there is no way. Amen. You ever see a dead man do anything? Amen. You ever see a dead body walk around? Amen. No. Amen. That means there's got to be some outside influence have an effect in that life. Amen. To change it. Amen. Man couldn't save himself. Amen. And Adam all die. Amen. But I like the last part of that verse. It says, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe tonight. His church is not some little, amen, animated thing. Amen. His church is a living organism. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Hey, it was a movie made something about a little robot factory, and this little robot, amen, winds up different from all the rest. And amen. And he's number five. And amen. He comes to the conclusion that number five is alive. Amen to God. I want to tell you something. Amen. Them old Henson sung that song many years ago. Amen. On that last tour, his church is still alive. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Oh, and doing well. Amen. I'm telling you, I said his church is still alive. Amen to God. It ain't dead. Amen. Glory to God. God's not dead. I like that movie. He's still alive. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And I can tell you something. If we in Christ, we will be alive. Amen. Glory. Let me hurry. Amen. I got to hurry. Every man is on order Christ, the first fruits. What does that first fruits mean, Brother Joel? That has in the pattern of Christ. Amen. As he's when they celebrated first fruits, they took the first, amen, wheat grains and whatever crop they were growing to that ripened, amen, turned into the most beautiful. They would collect those and they would celebrate, amen, and make an offering in the first fruits, saying, Lord, make all of it just like this. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I don't song Kenny Henson begotten Son. Amen. Lord, make me just like You. Amen to God. I want to be so much like Him. Amen. That old song says that the world can't tell us apart. Amen to God. Hallelujah. There, amen, is what God is after. That's what I'm going to preach tonight. Amen. Easter, the summation of the Christian experience. Amen to God. What Easter really means. And I'm going to look at three things. Death, amen, burial, and resurrection. Amen to God. Brother Isaac, amen, got all over the last part. Amen. Come on. In order to have the last part, amen, we must follow through on the first parts. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. You can't just skipping around, amen, in the Word of God and try to get a shortcut on God. It will never work. Amen to God. But if we'll follow the plan, I said, if we will, amen, Lord, lead me. Amen. Lord, let me walk. Teach me, Lord. And we'll walk in that plan. Amen. He'll fashion us. He'll mold us. He'll shape us. Amen. I can tell you, He sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. To fashion us in the image of Christ. Amen. To make us in His appearance, in His nature, and in His character. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The pattern of Christ. I'm going to read this. Amen. Something I wrote several years ago, writing the notes for this message. The pattern of Christ's work, finishing, amen, with the glory and wonder of His resurrection, is the true pattern. Notice, underline true. It is the true pattern of the Christian life. Our life must start in the death of the old man. Amen. Until that old man dies, there's nothing. We ain't going nowhere. That's when I come and realize that old man is an enemy of God. Amen. He said, listen, he's not subject to God, neither indeed can be. Amen. Therefore, the only thing that can happen to that old man is death. Amen. That's what the cross is all about, by the way. That's the pattern of what it is. The Apostle Paul writes in Galatians 6, amen, and 14, amen, if by glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby, amen, I'm crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. Amen to God. My, I tell you what, people have tried to get away from that cross, but it won't work. Amen. Old Brother Nolan D. Lee used to sing that old song. Amen. Shall Christ bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Nay, there's a cross for you and there's a cross for me. Amen to God. Me and Brother Isaac talked a little bit about that cross this afternoon. Amen. Some things in his life. I want to tell you, there's a cross. It'll separate you and I, amen, from that world. It'll cause us to have a different outlook. Amen. Our heart won't be the same. Amen. We won't act the same or react the same as that world. Amen. Amen. So we must start in the death of the old man. Unless we have visited Calvary, we have not reached the beginning of the Christian experience. Amen. Come on, brother. I said, unless we have been to Calvary. Amen. Our song is, I've been to Calvary. Oh, I can say I've seen the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we've been to Calvary and met Him there in the pre-pardon of sin. We haven't left like we came. Amen to God. Whoa, I've been changed. Amen. Glory to God. Changed by the power of God. At Calvary, we have not reached that beginning. Many have tried to achieve the results of life in the Spirit without the cross, which is impossible. Others have sought to bypass the cross entirely and live the life of the Pharisee. Amen. And Jesus said, what? Except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into that kingdom. Amen to God. Listen to Brother Joe tonight. Amen. So that the true Christian experiences, amen, the death of self-life in the identity with Christ on the cross. What does that identity with Christ on the cross mean? That means that I, amen, have an agreement with Him. I walk with Him. If you follow Christ, amen, I want to tell you, you'll arrive at Calvary. You'll arrive at that cross. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Jesus has come. Amen. He tells His disciples, amen, I must die. Amen. They're going to sleep. But come on. And Peter said, be it far from thee, Lord. Amen. Jesus looks at Peter and said, Satan, get thou behind me, for thou savorest not the things which be of God, but the things which be of man or of the flesh. Amen. I come, amen, for that purpose, Peter. That's why I'm here. I've come to be that sacrifice. Come on with Brother Joe tonight. Amen. I must identify with Him. Amen. Glory to God in Calvary. Amen. If I'll do that,
Come on, my brother Joe. I can never, my God, what did Paul say? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Amen. My, I never going to know him in the power of his resurrection until I have known him in the fellowship of his sufferings. Amen. My. I got to hurry. I want to preach myself out before I get going here. Listen. Amen. It became the contention. Amen. Christ on the cross. The continuation of that death to life, to death to the self-life, is in identity with Christ in his burial. Amen. Hey, come on, brother. I can't just go part of the way and get off the boat. Amen. No, sir. I must be willing to go all the way with him. Come on. Amen. When I signed on, amen, to follow Christ, amen, I didn't sign on to jump off at the first, amen, exit somewhere. Amen. No, I signed on to follow Christ because one day, come on with Brother Joe, one day if you and I will continue to follow him, amen, it'll lead us down streets of gold. Come on. One day it'll lead me to know how it feels, amen, to walk on a, amen, gold I could never have afforded. Amen. My. One day I'm going to get to see things, amen, that human eyes have never seen. Amen to God. I'm going to get to experience something, amen, that man outside of Christ will never know. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. My. The burial is the continuation, amen, and the resurrection. Listen, let me hurry. Amen. Identifying with that resurrected Christ. The continuous of death, the self-life, the identity with Christ in his burial, and finally the fullness of the life of Christ in identifying in the resurrection of Christ. Come on. Hey, folks who just about get all the way and quit. Hello, I won't preach in just a minute. Laying the foundation. Amen. I said I'm going to preach in a minute. Amen. I want to tell you something. Come on, my brother Joe. Everything that, amen, in that death, in that burial, amen, is not, that's not where God's trying to bring us. Amen. He's trying to bring us somewhere beyond that. Hello? Come on. I feel him here tonight. I said he's trying to bring us somewhere beyond that. He wants us in that resurrection life. My God. I didn't tell you, Brother Clinton, and said, amen, the church, amen, his duty, amen, is to stand in this world, amen, glory to God, on resurrection ground, manifesting resurrection life. Come on with me. God, amen, standing on that resurrection ground. I can tell you, I'm in Christ. Amen, my God, and I walk with him. That life will manifest itself out of you and I. Amen. Let me hurry. I got to get where I'm going. So I want to look at death. 1 Corinthians 15 and 35, but some will say, how are the dead raised up? With what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. Amen. If you're going to plant a crop, amen, you plant one little kernel of corn. Most of us plant two or three to make sure that at least one of them will germinate. Hello? Come on. Because man's been tampering with it, most likely. Amen. And so what do you do that? But if you're going to grow corn, you can't grow it with that seed in the bag. Amen. Come on. You can't grow it with that seed in your pocket. You can't grow with it locked up in the refrigerator somewhere. Amen. You got to go out there and you got to put that seed in the ground. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. If I'm going to get anywhere with God, I got to come to that first step. I got to be willing to die. Amen. Jesus said, except a man, amen, deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. He didn't say that because that's in the rule book. He said it because that's the only way that it'll work. Amen. It will not work any other way. Amen. Unless I'm willing for that old man. Come on. The flesh war against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, so that you cannot do that which you would. Written in the book of Galatians to the Galatian church, that's a wrestling with fleshly things. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But if you're willing to let that old man die, amen, when I come to that altar January the 13th, 1985, that old man was my biggest enemy. I come full of knowledge. Amen. Christ made me deathly, amen, and surely aware of that. Amen. I come down to that cross, amen, to that altar. I come down there to leave that old man. Amen. Come on. Put him on that cross. Wise up and follow Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like having church. And I got to hurry and get done. So death is an integral part. Romans 7 and 2. What talks about a woman, amen, bound by the law until the death of that husband. Amen. Come on. Then everything is broken loose. Amen. Death breaks that.
Let me hurry. Matthew 16:24. This is Jesus. If any man will come after me, and I'm quoted, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. John 12:24. Even except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it buy, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. That little kernel of corn that you plant, amen, produces one stalk of corn that does not produce one kernel of corn, but produces at least probably most time 2 ears of corn. Amen. You hope it makes 3. Amen. With many, many kernels of corn. Come on. My, come on, Brother Joe. How about a peel of Holy Ghost right there? Amen. Listen. Amen. This light affliction. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen. This light affliction, which is but for a moment, that worketh in us a far exceeding eternal weight of glory. Amen. I can tell you, if you and I die out, it'll produce more than we could ever begin. One little seed, amen, brings forth in abundance. Amen. If it falls to the ground and dies. Amen. Come on, there's a lot of folks who want to take that seed in the ground, pick it back up, and still expect corn to grow. Hey, what do they do? They're walking along, they're living a life, but it's not the one that God said. Amen. Come on, if you want to get, amen, there's quite a few women in here tonight. If you're going to make a cake and you want it to come out like it should, you got to follow the recipe. Hello? Amen. Come on. Brother Joe's tasted some. He wondered, amen, if the recipe had been changed. Amen. I tasted some real good ones, and I wanted them recipes. I wanted my wife to have them. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you want the results, amen, the end results, you've got to follow the directions. What does the Word of God say? If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. What else does it, amen, say? Jesus said in John 8, amen, He's talking to the Jews and those that was a many. A lot of them there were hating Him. Amen. But He said, if you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Let me hurry along. We have to be willing to die. Philippians, amen, 2:8. And be found in a fashion of a man. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is Christ. Amen. What is He doing, Brother Joe? He's leaving you and I an example. Hey, come on. Most everything about modern Christianity bothers Brother Joe. Amen. Men try to tamper. They try to tweak it. Amen. They try to twist it. Amen. Come on. They try to fix it because people ain't got no zeal and no joy. Amen. By hopping up music and putting up, amen, somebody in front of the junk shout and do some kind of, amen, whatever it is. Come on. If you follow the pattern, amen, I said, if we follow the pattern, ain't nobody got to prime you up. Amen to God. Come on with me. Amen. I can tell you when I get in that altar with Him. Amen to God. Amen. Broken. Amen. And poured out by God. Amen. I'm telling you, I know. Amen. When He comes in the room, I know when He visits me. Hallelujah. Whoa. Amen to God. And I can tell you, amen, if there's a person that thinks they don't need Christ, they are totally out of their mind. Amen. I can tell you, we need Him every moment. Amen. I listened to that blind man saying, I can't even walk without Your holding my hand. I want to tell you, that's a physical, amen, walk, but there's one even more, amen, strenuous, and that's a spiritual walk. Amen. If He don't hold our hand, amen, we're in trouble. Amen. But if we'll hold His hand, amen, He'll lead us. Amen. David knew what it was to walk with God. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I'll fear no evil. Amen. For Thou art with me. Amen. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Amen. You done led me by the still waters. Amen. You done led me. Amen. In the green pastures. Come on. Amen. Now You'll lead me through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. You'll cause me to have no fear. He hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a blood and of a sound mind. Amen to God. Whew. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, I got to hurry. Amen. Burial. Amen. What started in death cannot be short-circuited. Amen. You plant them seed, go back out there a day or so later, you're going to dig them up. That's what I call emotional Christianity. They get all hot and emotional. Amen. Believe you me, man, we got more folks practicing that pattern. I'm going to tell you, ain't never been a worse thing ever happened to Christianity than folks trying to sell something on emotions. Come on. Emotions are cheap. I want to feel this and feel that. Come on! Yes, I love feeling the presence of God, but I don't live by feeling. Amen. Nowhere in that book did it say the just shall walk by his feeling. Come on. But it said the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Come on. Oh, faith just can't see. I'm going to tell you something. Faith can see well beyond what these things can see. Amen. I see Jesus. Amen. I see a God that cannot fail. I see a God that does not lie. I see a God whose word says the promise of yea and amen to them that believe. Amen to God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I hear God speak not just to my ears, but to my spirit. Amen. Out of that rises up. Amen. In faith. Amen. And out of that comes the impossible works of God. Amen. Listen, faith demands something. Amen. Obedience. That says I got to follow him. That says I can't just follow him half the way and expect the results of following him all the way. Amen to God. Come on. Hey, these little shortcuts and these little 5 steps to this and 4 steps to that ain't nothing but baloney. Amen. I can tell you what. You get this head in the book. Get the book in you. Amen. And get the Lord in you and walk with him. I can tell you what will happen. Amen. What God said in this book will happen in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Burial. Romans 6 and 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Like that is Christ, and that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Colossians 2 and 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. Amen. David prophesying concerning Christ. Psalm 16 and 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Amen to God. What's he saying? There's going to be a resurrection. Oh, my God. Amen. Listen. Amen. If we'll be buried with him, he won't leave us there. Amen. That germ alive is going to spring up. Come on with Brother Joe. I said, that cell of that old seed's got to be cracked. That water of the Word touches it. It swells that old seed up. It splits that germ of life that's inside. Amen. My, what a magic act. God put that germ in that seed. God's made it. Come on with me. Amen. He's made everything to bear forth in the pattern of seed. Amen. From the beginning, every green thing, every living thing out of that plant life, amen, seed, amen, of some sort. Amen. All these smart folks that think they know more than God. Amen. Come on. If the last one goes away, there won't be anything left to grow. Unless God makes another one. Ooh. Hallelujah. Behold, was I not successful, saith the Lord, because I finished the work that my Father had sent me to do. Behold, likewise, if thou wilt be successful in the kingdom of God, behold, you must finish the work. You must follow me, saith the Lord, and I will make you to become fishers of men. I will lead you in the way everlasting. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I will go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. My. Amen. The Apostle Paul writing concerning what Christ said about that. Amen. So he said, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Word by, amen. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Amen. My. Oh, hallelujah. We can say then what Psalms chapter 27 says. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Amen. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? In the day that my enemy rises up against me, thou shalt set me upon a rock. Oh, hallelujah. Come by the house. Amen. That's Christ. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we'll walk with God. Oh, you'll suffer persecution. Amen. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's what your Bible says. Amen. But listen, I heard it say in the world, you shall have tribulation. John chapter 16. But be of good cheer. He said, I've overcome the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I got to hurry. Amen. Romans 6 and 11. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Right there I put my little X. My little X was for a reason. Amen. William Booth's wife, Elizabeth, they were all Methodists. Amen. Brother Booth went to the East End of London preaching. She's resisted him for some time. Here's a man that's coming home at night, 12, 1, 2 in the morning. Amen. He smells like rotten vegetation. Amen. His head's been busted open because they throw bottles and whatever else at him. Amen. He's preaching the gospel in one of the most corrupt places in the world at the time, the East End of London. Amen. In the red light. Amen. In the horrible district where the children, age of 8, was hooked on opium. Amen. My. Somebody didn't tell Brother Booth, you can't go down there and win. He just kept going. Amen. Ow! Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. The devil say that. You just can't get no results there. I want to tell you something. If you won't listen to the devil, amen, God can work in the most ungodly places. Amen. God, amen. I'm telling you, I heard people say, that person's hopeless. I said, not with God. Glory. That's what they said about me one time. Amen. Ain't no, he's a hopeless cause. Amen. Oh, put me down. Amen. For somebody, amen, it was different from the rest. Saw me blind and gave me sight. Amen. Heard me crying in the night. Walked down for the crown and robe of white. Lord, put me down. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Sister Booth, amen, got under conviction. Amen, because she's resisting, amen, not being a helpmate to her husband. Amen, she got under conviction. She stopped at a little church, went in, straddled an altar, and she used the word that I just read unto you where he said reckon. That word reckon means to consider. Amen, come on. Or if you will, to go ahead and accept it as that fashion. This day she said, I do reckon myself dead unto myself, Lord, but alive unto thee. Amen. I consider myself dead to myself. No longer does self have anything to say about my life. Amen. But Lord, I'm alive unto you. Lord, I'm a living sacrifice, Lord. Amen. My. Come on with Brother Joe. I got to hurry. Resurrection. I had to get to this point. This is where we're all aiming for. Resurrection. Now listen, when I'm preaching on the resurrection concerning, amen, the death, burial, resurrection, I'm talking about something slightly different. There is a culmination in that resurrection that's going to culminate in a bodily resurrection. But I'm talking about a spiritual resurrection. Amen. Come on. I die with Christ. I go down. Amen. I go down old, in the old man, corrupt. I come up the new man. That's in the under of my eye. Sown in weakness. Raised in power. Ready to live in paradise. That's what that new creature in you is. That's Christ, the anointed one. Amen. That new creature. Amen. I want to tell you, he loves what God loves. Hate what God hates. Amen. His will is the will of God. Amen. Come on. I can tell you, get out of the will of God. And that new creature that's living in you. Amen. Won't agree with you. Let me hurry. The resurrection. And Adam all die. Amen. And Christ shall all be made alive. I want to tell you, when I knelt at an old-fashioned altar, January the 13th, 1985, I went down a dead man. Amen. I come up a living. Amen. I said, I come up, instead of a dead soul, a living soul. Amen. Oh, listen. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Romans 8, amen and 1. Amen. For them who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the life, the law of life in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. My, I'm living under a new law. That law says life. Okay. Come on, Brother Joe. Ain't nothing dead going to heaven. Everything going there is live. Amen to God. Woo! Ain't nothing going to heaven. What's come from heaven? Amen. If it ain't come from heaven, it ain't going there. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That means this old body I'm living in ain't never going to make it there. It's going to have to be changed. I'm going to have that new body. Woo! Come on. Older you get, the more you want that one. Hello? Amen. I said, the older you get, the more you want that new one. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:37, and that which thou sowest not, that body shall be. So it's not that body that shall be. But bare grain, amen, it may chance of wheat or some other grain. What is he saying? What the seed that falls into the ground is not the one that comes up. Come on. When you plant that seed, it looks like that seed that comes up. It looks like a plant that comes up, does it not? A little green shoot comes out of there. Now, look, if you plant that old yellow kernel of corn, you don't even see that thing. That thing dies and goes away down there in the ground. Amen. And instead comes up a nice green shoot. Amen. Begins to grow up. Amen. Oh, come on, Brother Job. I want to tell you, when God does something, He does it right. Amen to God. Hallelujah. So I was sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. But God gave it to the body. Let me hurry on. So it is the resurrection of the dead. It's sown in corruption. It's raised in incorruption. It's sown in dishonor. It's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness. It's raised in power. Amen. Come on with me. I know we got this crowd runs around and tells everybody that you just can't live the Christian life. Hey, they're right. Amen. The reason they can't is because they hadn't been willing to die and be buried with Him. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Because I want to tell you something. Amen. If He raises you up, what He raises up works. Amen. Listen. Oh, come on, that old man, he never going to overcome sin. He's subject to sin. Amen. Come on. Until we get ready for that old man to be put away, amen, we'll never overcome sin. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joy? Don't make any mistakes. That ain't what that means at all. But it does mean that my life has a whole new direction. Amen. I can tell you righteousness, amen, doesn't come from, amen, following some pattern of, amen, of works. It comes from the life of Christ. Amen. That's His righteousness that we're going to have. And listen, amen, go, come on. Amen. Ain't no denominations aside what the past gate to heaven is. Amen. It's God that's already said that. And it's the righteousness of Christ is the only thing going to get you through the pearly gates. And the only way you can have that is to follow through, amen, in the Word of God and allow the Spirit of God to work that which God has intended from the beginning. Amen. And listen, who would dare say that God's going to do something that doesn't work? Come on, you look around our creation. I'm fixing to close here in just a minute. Look around our creation. Even in its long, aggravated state for sin, it's still beautiful. You show me something man's built that would last through all the rigor of sin that long, and I've never seen it. Hello? Come on. But what God's done you makes you then begin to understand what it must have been like when it was without sin's flaws. Hello? Come on. Listen. I'm going somewhere. Amen. With that resurrection. Amen. That new creature. If we really get saved. Come on. If I really have a real experience with God. That new creature that comes. I want to tell you something. He hates sin. That new creature despises sin. Loves God. Amen. Can overcome anything. And this, the Word of God says, is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Amen. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, that newborn child of God is able to overcome and able to live in a hostile environment? Indeed, Brother Joe is telling you just that. You mind telling Brother Joe, amen, how that, you know, that God could have done anything at all that's going to live in any kind of hostile environment? Everything that God done in the creation would have died. Amen. But everything is still thriving for the most part. Let me hurry. Amen. Paul talks about a terrestrial body, celestial body, amen, and a terrestrial glory and a celestial glory. Amen. So also is the resurrection of the dead. Amen. The first man, Adam, made a living soul, the last to quicken in spirit. Amen. Then for that which is first is, amen, not spiritual, not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. Afterward, amen, the spiritual man. That spiritual work. Amen. Man born, he's born in this world, he's sold under sin. Amen. That means he's subject to commit any kind of sin under the sun. Amen. But I want to tell you something. When he's died out, amen, with Christ, and he's been resurrected in that glorious life, amen. Come on home with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm going to tell you. That Word of God says sin no longer has dominion over you. Why then do people keep telling folks that are supposed to be Christians sin still got dominion over you? Somebody's lying. Hallelujah. Glory. Behold, I'll give you power, saith the Lord, to tread upon serpents and upon dragons. And if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. I have given you ability, saith the Lord, to overcome. Ability to have the victory. Behold, if thou wilt walk in the pattern, if thou wilt be led by my Spirit, thou art the sons of God, saith the Lord. And behold, I shall cause thee to trample upon the enemies of thy soul, saith the Lord. I shall give thee the victory. But hear the words of my apostle Paul, that all that says thanks be unto God, that always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll fix it to close right here. Let us have the true fullness of the life of Christ as God intended. Have we taken up our cross? Amen. Are we following Christ in maintaining the death of self-life? And are we living the resurrection life? That's what God's after. Brother Isaac was talking practically the same thing this morning. Amen. If we live in the resurrection life, we won't have to run around hunting excuses. Hello? Come on. I said we won't have to run around hunting excuses. It will manifest itself. Father, I thank you this evening. I thank you for such grace. I thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful salvation. I thank you for such a wonderful work that Christ finished, signed it, you signed it and sealed it in the resurrection of the Lamb of God, declaring Him to be the Son of God with power. So, and because He lives, we shall live also. Oh, not only, God, do we have hope in the resurrection of that spiritual man, that spiritual life being made real in us, the power of God to overcome sin, but behold, a hope that there is coming, that in the first, amen, and the foundation and the payment that is made, you said you're going to one day finish that payment in full and going to one day glorify this body. And that not only is the spirit of man going to be brought into that fullness, but the whole of that body, that we may be in the likeness of Christ, having that likeness of Him, even as He has showed forth after His resurrection. In the name of Jesus, Father, tonight, may Your will be done in every life. Amen. Let's just close in prayer. Amen. On this Easter Sunday, God's after, amen, resurrection power being alive in His church. Amen. Am I willing, amen, to die with Him? Identify with Him on that cross. Lord, I'll go with you. I'll go with you, Lord. I'll go with you. Amen. I'll go with you to Calvary. Amen. I'll be buried with you. Lord, I want to go with you. Amen. I'll go with you to the tomb, Lord. I'll go with you to the grave. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I'll go with you when you raise me victorious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll go with you.